Good afternoon. This is Brett Hayworth for Siouxland Public Media News. An Iowa group wants to put pressure on state lawmakers to approve a larger funding increase for public schools. The Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement started the initiative called Public School Strong, which pushes the state to boost public school funding and to phase out education savings accounts. More than 40,000 students are using the state-funded accounts to attend private schools this year. Tim Glaza with the Iowa CCI says properly funded public schools give all students the same opportunity for a good education.
Going to see more budget cuts, so it's definitely having an impact because that's hundreds of millions of dollars of public money that should be going to public schools, but instead it's being diverted to private schools.
Five school districts, including Decorah and Keokuk, have passed resolutions supporting Public School Strong. Iowa CCI wants parents and other districts to consider bringing a resolution to their school boards for a vote. Additionally, President Trump has signed an executive order changing marijuana's federal classification, which South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley said he likes because it will expand research on the value of medical marijuana. Trump's action moves marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug. In a conference call last week, Jackley called medical research very important. He said the rescheduling does not change the legality of marijuana federally or in the state. Jackley said, quote, "A large part of the federal discussion will be whether it's Congress or through an executive order, how are you going to define these various chemicals? And where are you going to place them on the legality scale and the medical value scale?" Unquote.